Welcome, listeners, to another episode of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. I'm Alexia Gordon, your host, and I'm recording live at Malice Domestic 35 in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm here today with Cynthia Kuhn and Stephanie Gale, who are taking time out of their busy duties manning the Sisters in Crime table to chat with me a bit about their books and Sisters in Crime and why everybody should join it and support it and what's exciting about Malice. Welcome, Cynthia, and welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks for having us.
Who'd like to go first and tell us about your books?
I'll go first. So I write a police procedural series set in the late 1990s, early 2000s, small town Connecticut with a gay police chief, which was not common at the time. And I write the Lila McLean Academic Mysteries, which has a professor as a sleuth, and the Starlit Bookshop Mysteries, which is set in a not magical, but to me it's magical bookstore.
And tell us about Sisters in Crime, which is a fabulous organization both for established writers and aspiring writers and anyone who's even just kind of had a thought float through their head about writing.
So Sisters in Crime is, it was founded as an advocacy group for women authors who wanted to achieve parity with male crime writers. We've now expanded the scope of our mission to include all marginalized writers. We want everybody to be on the same playing field when it comes to writing. So we want all writers to approach crime writing with the same opportunities, the same advancement, and the same sort of like acceptance of their stories. And I love it because the community is inspiring and it's supportive and it's truly one of a kind.
Cynthia, did you want to add anything?
I think Stephanie, the past president, covered that very beautifully.
Thank you.
What Stephanie said.
And we'll start with you. What makes being here at Malice so exciting, beyond manning the table with the cool swag?
For Sisters in Crime, I think it's really exciting because we get to meet so many people and let them know that Sisters in Crime is available as an organization. As a member of Sisters in Crime, it's really wonderful to come in and have this community of other people doing the same thing you're doing that you get to talk to and you know from being involved in the listserv. In other events.
And I really like Malice because I don't like traveling and it's only a 2-hour flight for me. So there's that going. It's usually in the same hotel, which not for nothing, I find very comforting because muscle memory kicks in and I actually know where I'm going, which is exciting to me. Do not like being lost. And I find the crowd here like super welcoming and like nice. Not that other crime conferences aren't, but the size of it for some folks is much more approachable than say a VoucherCon, which can be like 3 times the size. So I particularly enjoy Malice for that because I am an extroverted introvert. And while I enjoy being with people, I do hit my limit when it gets to a certain threshold of folks.
100% same.
Here's a trick question for Stephanie. Have you been to this hotel enough that you can find your way from the hotel registration desk to the conference registration desk without getting lost?
Yes, shockingly.
And listeners, we're at a hotel and convention center, and those two registration desks are nowhere near each other. So being able to do that without getting lost is truly an accomplishment. I am in awe.
Thank you.
And thank you and Cynthia and Stephanie for taking time out of your schedules to chat with me here in the corner today.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. I'm Alexia Gordon, your host. Until next time, goodbye.